At the top of Waterwheel Trail, Nana West and the boys got into a bit of a flap. Lincoln started it, or so they thought, but the real culprit, of course, was our new friend, Flibberty. Have you ever thought you heard a voice but couldn't say exactly who it belonged to? Or felt a need for something but couldn't say exactly what? That's the type of queasy feeling that tied Lincoln's stomach up in knots as the mural gazers made their way into Waterwheel Square. Yum, yum, a raspy voice whispered in his ear. We wants it now. Lincoln could barely make out the hissed words. He thought it might have been a breeze playing tricks on him, but the more he listened, or tried not to, the more he yearned for ice cream, a hunger the likes of which he'd never felt before knotted his stomach. Ice cream, his tormentor teased, the chilly thrill of bubblegum on your tongue. Yum, yum. Lincoln would later describe the feeling as a sort of itchiness inside that needed scratching. Already flummoxed, he was even more astonished when a pattering trail of yellow footprints appeared suddenly, darting across the square, heading straight for Scoops by the sea. Unlike the tracks which the tourists followed from one mural to the next, though, these were pointy-toed, not round, and they weren't permanent. They glowed for only a second or two, then vanished like invisible ink. Why wait? The voice taunted. Why can't we have our ice cream and eat it too? Now, this instant. When Lincoln repeated this demand to Nana West, she said, Let's look at some murals first and have our ice creams after we've worked up an appetite. I want it now, Lincoln stamped his foot and pouted. Before his startled Nana could answer, Jake complained, I'm hungry too. I'm tired, Grandpa Grumps panted. Woof, woof. Zipper barked, eager for one of the doggy treats that Scoop's owners always offered their four-legged friends. Oh, for heaven's sake, Nana West opened her purse and rummaged for her wallet. You'd think you'd crossed the Sahara Desert without a single glass of water between you, the way you three carry on. None of them was really listening, though. They were all too excited about licking, slurping, and crunching to their heart's content. When I was a youngster, we had a chant for delicious moments like this, Grandpa Grumps remembered, between mouthfuls of his blackberry cheesecake cone. It's a silly little ditty, but ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream, he sang, almost tipping over, dancing a little jig right there on the road. Even Nana West had to laugh at that, although she was still annoyed. Then Lincoln joined in, whirling round and shouting gleefully, ice cream, we're all made of ice cream, waving his cone in the air like a baton, until suddenly the bluish-pink ball of bubblegum flew off and landed splat on the pavement. No, he wailed. Jake couldn't help laughing. Grandpa Grumps cringed and looked just a little guilty. Zip sniffed, then wagged his tail happily as he lapped up the treat that had just dropped out of the sky. Now look what you've done, Nana West shot Grandpa Grumps an annoyed look. It's all right, Lincoln, she soothed. Grandpa will buy you another cone. Of course, everyone thought Lincoln's lament had ended because of Nana West's promise of a new cone, but the real reason he stopped squalling was what he saw on the pavement, where his melted ice cream was being devoured by Zip. Footprints. Again, whirling round and round like a dervish, then trotting off down the road, disappearing as they went. Look, he pointed towards Flibberty's tracks. We know Lincoln, Nana West consoled, thinking he was pointing at what remained of his upside-down cone. As I've already said, Grandpa Grumps is going to get you a new one, but just hurry along and make sure he gets you the right flavor, she said. Were they blind? Couldn't they see the yellow prints sprinting off up the road? Lincoln would have protested, but even before Nana West finished her sentence, the elfin tracks rounded the corner onto Mill Street, leaving not a trace, so that he couldn't be quite certain himself he'd really seen them. He glanced at Grandpa Grumps and Jake, but they both looked puzzled, like they thought he was acting kind of strange, which made him think maybe he was. "Let's go get that ice cream," Grandpa Grumps suggested. "Thank you, but I'm not really very hungry anymore," Lincoln said. They all looked at him surprised. Now then, Nana West clapped her hands enthusiastically after a long pause, let's get on with the serious fun of mural gazing. Lincoln tried not to look out of sorts. After all, His grandmother loved outings with him and Jake, and mural excursions were fun because of the stories she and Grandpa had to tell. But he couldn't help thinking about the mysterious yellow footprints, wondering who had made them and where they went and why nobody else had seen them. Maybe I am going nuts, he thought. All right, Nana West cheered them on. Whose turn is it to lead? Mine, Lincoln shouted, and before anyone could object, he darted off in the direction the yellow footprints had disappeared. I'll choose the murals for today,